possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Peyton Russell setting the tone for the Friday edition of Sean and RJ live here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. We are live out on the streets in Red Oak as the Firehouse Tour continues. Brought to you by Whataburger. Stop on by. We got breakfast and coffee for you. Fraser Roofs and Gutters and Firehouse Movers with Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We have a 105.3 The Fan cooling towel to hook you up with as well. We are at 547 Methodist Street in Red Oak. 547 Methodist Street. I've been up since 3.
Why?
I slept upstairs. My son, I can't sleep in the bed with him. He was already sprawled out. Obviously something took place where I could not get off of social media. So that's where we are this morning to go into the weekend. And Bobby, what are you holding
that?
On the fan?
That is the Dallas Morning News this morning.
In the hell?
Those are those 3-inch headlines Jimmy Johnson once talked about. Parsons traded from the Dallas Morning News. Defensive star sent to Packers after contract dispute. I think they missed an opportunity to say Parsons sent packing.
I mean, that's par for the course for a local newspaper nowadays, mailing in a headline.
Bobby, you went to the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco for the emergency press conference at 6:30. You start first.
Yesterday when the news came down, I think we were all starting to sense. I called you, what time did I call you? Like 2:30 or something like that? Where it was,
and call me.
You were starting to build. I've got superiors I got to answer to, Chop. You know, it started to build yesterday afternoon really quickly that this was where it was heading. I think it was very clear they didn't want to head into practice this afternoon with this hanging over their heads. So getting the deal done, setting it all up, and then getting the notification from the Cowboys around 5 o'clock that there was going to be a 6:30 press conference, and you get out there and there's 3 microphones up there. Then there was only 2. Then it was 1. Then it was 2. Then there was talk of putting a 3rd up there. I have no idea who the 3rd was going to be for, if that was Schottenheimer or Will McClay, but they were talking about putting a 3rd up there.
Why the changing of mics?
I don't know. Initially, I think it was only going to be Jerry when they worked it down to 1.
But someone had to be up there to correct the name Micah.
Right.
It's Michael. That his name has been officially changed.
I think what they said yesterday is true, that they were unanimous on pulling the trigger at the end.
Yeah.
I was still struck by how just exhausted or upset Stephen Jones looked sitting up there. And I guess it could just be exhaustion. It was a long day. It was a long thing that led up to this, and he probably was not looking forward to what they were about to go have to get, sit up there and discuss. But, what stood out to me yesterday was just how disappointed Steven looked by all of it, and then how Jerry wanted to just lead off with, guys, this here was about Kenny Clark. and what an amazing football player he is.
This was about a 59 PFF grade. That's what this was about.
God, don't start with the PFF grade that early. Choppy. I do have my I hate PFF shirt on underneath.
Two firsts and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. What do you think of the deal?
Look, this is not a awful day. All right, you saved $47.5 million. It was not sustainable to have $130 million tied up in three guys. That's not sustainable in the NFL.
Agreed.
It's a terrible haul. It's terrible? An embarrassing haul.
Embarrassing.
It's Luka level haul. Two firsts is embarrassing. It should be three minimum. Minimum. You got less than Khalil Mack, and he's a better player.
You didn't.
And we're talking years later.
You didn't get less than Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. Khalil Mack went for two firsts, and then he went for a bunch of pick swaps, basically.
Okay, still.
Like, but them swapping play. I don't know that a bunch of pick swaps are in the third round are different than a player who is a Pro Bowl player.
At the very least, you got the same as Khalil Mack. If you want to go and circumcise mosquitoes on me this early in the morning, fine. But that's still an embarrassing haul. It needs to be three ones.
When's the last time someone's gotten traded for three ones?
It would be a quarterback.
But it has happened of late.
I think Goff was 3-1s. RG3 might have been.
Goff wasn't 3-1s. Goff was Stafford and stuff.
No. To get him as a draft pick.
Let me see.
They went from like 15-1 or something. So it's been a while. And it certainly has not happened for a non-quarterback. But
Deshaun Watson went for 3.
Deshaun Watson. So that's my holdup. Trade them. I got no problem with this. This is not a... I didn't see anybody like sky is falling on social media. Most of the people I saw on social media or that I talked to personally were okay with it. Not happy, but okay with the move. Now, whether that was coping or not, but
I think more people were satisfied. You got to separate all this. More people were satisfied with the thought and idea of trading him, and then you got to put into the separate category the return that you got back. Now, one thing that I think we screwed up with the Anthony Davis deal, and I don't want to do it with Kenny Clark, is factoring in the player and what the player would get for a draft pick. The Mavs, you know, their first round pick, they're looking at it like we got four firsts because Anthony Davis is worth three ones, or whatever you want to say on the market. We never include that addition. Kenny Clark is 30 years old. He's a nice player. He's a Pro Bowler. What would he have gotten out there on the open market? I don't know. Maybe a three we're talking about. Maybe a third rounder. Maybe you didn't want a win now player. That was part of what they said last night in the press conference. We started eliminating teams who did not have win now defensive tackles. So we took however many, 15 teams, 16 teams off the board. So it's not just two ones. You do have to factor in Kenny Clark, whether you're happy about it or not. Was this negotiation, one of the things I wanted to figure out, because something that's bothering me is the intent. This felt more personal and a message sent versus a negotiation. That Jerry Jones was going to remind the entire world, it's his football team. You're not going to tell him what the number is, and you're going to negotiate and discuss a contract his way. I did feel a little bit better, Bobby, when last night Jerry, I thought, said, guys, you know what this is about, right? We offered 40 and a half, and they got 47, period. That's it. Was that what this really boiled down to? I texted you, and I said, make sure they answer the question, was this about communication or was this about the actual number? And I'm hoping that this was about the actual number because I would not have supported the Cowboys paying him 47 a year.
Yeah, I think the interesting part of that is when you look at, like, well, this is what the number was, is he wasn't free. Like, he wasn't a free agent. If you're a free agent, the market can dictate what you have to pay. There is a little bit of an expectation of...
David Mulligetta, though, I think, to his credit, looks at it like you are basically a free agent. All I got to do is find someone else that gives us our number, and you have a tight back, and you're not going to play. So I'm kind of creating a free agent market, even though there is not one, and it's worked with Jalen Ramsey in this.
I mean, he's had success doing that, and I mean, we talk about the three ones that came back and the guaranteed money for Watson. Watson was his guy, too. He was able to get Watson out of Houston, as much as there was a you're going to stay here and you're going to like it sense from them initially. But, man, this is I think that it took a long time yesterday for Jerry to finally say this was about anything else other than making a better football team. But like he like I said, he led off there yesterday talking about Kenny Clark, not even the draft pick return. He was talking about, well, we're going to be able to stop the run. This sets us up to do this in the playoffs. And he almost kind of went out of his way. He was like, look, this is just about – I've been thinking about trading Mike all the way back in January when we hired Brian Schottenheimer. That's how long I've been thinking about this. That's how long we've been talking about this. And so I think they went out there with clear messaging that they want to say. But it does cause you to have to, like, put your fingers in your ears a little bit and go, like, la, 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 to not hear people say – this clearly was about some of the negotiation, how personal things had gotten. And that's where it created an avenue for him to get 47 that the Cowboys couldn't or wouldn't match.
Micah upset him somewhere along the line. You know, somewhere along the line, Micah really hacked up.
We know what it was. He multiple times, Jerry alluded to the multiple meetings yesterday a couple times. Jerry Jones was like, man to man, we sat down. I went off my number. I increased the offer. I adjusted it to what you wanted. And then you're still telling me it's not good enough. And he's like, I don't respect you. Like, as a player negotiating, I don't respect. I thought we had this bond. I thought there's a hurt here. That is a humongous, big, fat, capital L-I-E when he's like, there's no animosity. There's nothing personal. It's totally fine. He feels like Micah Parsons betrayed him because Micah Parsons agreed multiple times. And then when Micah went back to Mulugeta, and Mulugeta goes, Micah, we're getting 47. We're after 7 million more, not 40 and a half. And we're after 4 years, not five. But it's like you do all the legwork with someone. You feel like you got it worked out. And then they totally pull the rug from out from under you. That's where the animosity is.
That's the start. And then it continues. You know, it continues throughout as, you know, meetings are tried to be had and the continuing back and forth.
Yeah, they were not thrilled with the training table.
No. They were not. Mm-mm. They were not.
He basically said that's not something that a team leader does.
And you hear Steven say, we were gonna let that.
Yeah.
And then Jerry's like, no, pooping all over that.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the training table upset a lot of people over there more than they've talked about or let on. They were not happy with that. And Steven can say that's not what you make a decision on, but I think Steven and others could also say, like, somebody not toasting their glass? No, you don't make a decision to fire a two-time Super Bowl winner because they didn't toast you.
Yeah.
But they've done that and still clearly believe that. A lot of this came down to, I think, hurt feelings. A lot of it came down to loyalty, respect, a lot of those different things for Jerry. The fact that the bombshell yesterday from Jane, that they came back and we're like, they did pick up the phone and said, we're willing to negotiate. And Jerry said, you are going to play on this fifth-year option or you can leave. That shows that he was no longer ready to negotiate with them, and he was done here. Mm. That mind was made up. He was done here. Whether it was now or in the spring, he was done.
I saw you doing a lot of defending over the return, Bobby, so the floor is yours on your feelings regarding the compensation that is coming back with two ones and the D-tackle.
Yeah, and I think a lot of this has to just come down to people too frequently will get stuck in a Bleacher Report article or will get look at something else, that is, or even some of the discussions we have here, and they think, like, well, because that's been the suggestion, that is what the league values them at. And what the league looked at it as was there was so clearly a divorce coming with the Cowboys that if they just waited this out and said, all right, you can have him this year, but he's going to pick where he wants to go next year, and he's going to sign with us, and we're going to get two first-round picks, or we're going to give you two first-round picks, that's what you're getting as part of the franchise tag deal, then basically what they were given yesterday was, all right, in order to speed up your timeline by 6 months, we will give you something else. And the something else in this instance was, here's Kenny Clark. Maybe they could have gotten a third-round pick, and it could have been two firsts and a third, or maybe it was two firsts and a second. Dallas wanted a player. They wanted somebody to play this year, and so all they were getting by this point, if you want to be critical of the return, then you need to be critical of them not trading him back in March.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Then you could have probably gotten more.
Yes.
And back in
and
March.
And use the picks.
Yeah.
On this year's team, which Todd Archer was trying to get to multiple times, right. But Jerry wasn't understanding. And Steven was like, well, we made him the offer in April, so like, why would we sit there
right.
and talk? We're not trying to trade him in April. We made him the offer in April.
But I mean, it was this is something that I talked about yesterday, and this is something that I talked about with you behind the scenes, both of y'all, a couple weeks ago. Micah's side told them back in February or March, if you're going to make this difficult, you need to trade him right now. If this is going to be something that y'all are going to be painful with, get ahead of it and trade him now, because it's going to be ugly if we have to drag this on into the summer, and then we're looking at a deal. And so, I mean, they gave him the outline of, like, if you want the best possible return, do it now if you think this is going to drag on at all.
But and, that's dictating terms to them.
Right, and they don't
and
they
do that.
But ultimately,
that.
they did what they did. But I think that if you're thinking they could have gotten more than two ones in Kenny Clark...
At this point.
You couldn't. You were going to get two ones and somebody's player, or you were going to wait until the spring and get two ones. That's what you were going to get for Michael.
Look at the amount of Tolos already out here in Red Oak. What's the initial feel? Thumbs up, thumbs down on the move? Let's see. It's kind of split.
60-40 yeah. up, maybe?
60-40 up. We got a Green Bay Packer shirt that's out here already. They're already throwing the parades for Reggie White 2.0.
Oh, Aiden was liking all my tweets yesterday about it. He was like, hell yeah, Packers get a mic. So he was all over it.
Let's load up the phone lines. It's a day of your reaction on the D&M Leasing Hotline at 877-881-1053. Do you like it, love it, hate it? 877-881-1053. Your reaction to the Micah Parsons trade live from Red Oak. We got a ton of Tolos out here already enjoying Whataburger breakfast, brought to you by Firehouse Movers and Fraser Roofs and Gutters on 105.3 The Fan.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Only the morning show can produce this type of crowd 22 minutes after 6 a.m. on a Friday in Bedford. It's the Firehouse Tour brought to you by Firehouse Movers, Whataburger, Fraser Roofs and Gutters with a what?
Red Oak, not Bedford.
Red Oak. I don't know why I had Bedford in my mind. Sorry. You both looked at me with the
formerly
lookout.
Possum Trot. That was the original name of this city was Possum Trot. Possum because they had Trot. So many possums running
around. You know, I think Red Oak's a solid move.
Yeah, they eventually switched solid to Red Oak after like 2 years.
Yeah, Possum Trot. It's,
I kind of like Possum Trot, though.
I was watching old Hulk Hogan stuff after he passed away, and he screwed up like the Sky Dome and the Silver Dome.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I did just now. And he was in the ring, and then Stone Cold came in, and he goes, yeah, Toronto! And they were in Detroit making fun of Hogan. And Hogan looked like he wanted to just crawl out of there. But either way, we have a packed house already this morning reacting to the Micah Parsons trade, along with you on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Getting the calls at 877-881-1053. Someone's already texted, Sharif, you sound down. I'm a mixture of stunned, sad, and worried. I'm stunned that we lose another generational player, and people are like, you're not generational, fine. A Hall of Famer. Along with Reggie White, no one has put up the amount of sacks in the first four seasons as Micah Parsons. So I'm stunned that days before you take on the defending champs to open the season, you lose your best player. So I'm still stunned over that. I'm sad because the biggest joke yesterday, I think, was Jerry and Stephen Jones trying to sell us that this season they're better. Come on, man. Come on. So, you know, I would have rather held Micah hostage and dared him to miss the game. So at least have him now and then trade him afterwards. So I have the best player on the team for this season to try to make the playoffs. So I'm sad over the upcoming season, just days out. And then I'm worried because, yeah, you got two firsts. Your dream is to get the two firsts to even combine to be a player to the level of Micah Parsons. And you're getting them, theoretically, at the end of the round, since Green Bay, we think, is obviously going to be better. So even though I don't think Micah should be paid $47 million, I would have liked to get a little bit more to make me feel better about it. It's like I'm in a brand new house, right? And someone's interested in the house. You got to make me an offer that's so good that it doesn't give me any second thoughts about leaving. Like, it's a no-brainer.
Right.
Like, you're going to give me $1 million over asking price, $2 million over asking price. It's got to be a no-brainer. I feel great about it, and I'm not going to think for a second time. You have to make that type of offer to me to make me feel that good moving off the asset. I agree with a lot of what Bobby's saying in that you're limited in who you could deal with. With the timing, Micah has to agree, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, is Micah going to agree to go to the Tennessee Titans? Are the Tennessee Titans going to, you know, offer all that up? But I'm frustrated to attach this to that. I'm frustrated that we got to this point and they were forced to deal under these circumstances because of the way the negotiation went down. So that's all my entire mix of emotions. Even though I think it would have been irresponsible to pay him $47 million to go along with Dak and Lamb's money.
Right.
But they're not better today. And they're not going to have a better. Like, I had the Cowboys possibly making the playoffs. And now I'm glad we didn't sit there and put all our money on that over in Vegas like we were going to. Because they're not going to make the playoffs to me right now.
And that's okay. You don't have to get better every year. Right? It's okay to take a step back. This whole notion, and this is one of the problems this team has, is Jerry does not.
Well, it's fine taking a step back if I have some more assets
about. I mean, four firsts over 2 years to me is pretty damn good. Now, I would have liked to have had more. I thought they got worked in the compensation. They should have gotten to me. I don't need a player in return. I don't need that. Give me picks, more picks. Because they got 10 years of.
Would you have rather had a second than Kenny Clark?
A second, yeah. Yeah, probably.
Would you rather have a third than Kenny Clark?
No.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say
that third-round player being better than Kenny Clark is not like.
But the age works out for you. Like, okay, I got Kenny Clark now for the next 2 years. None of us think they're sniffing the Super Bowl right now. So I got Kenny Clark at age 30. How much longer? And then people are pointing out that he had a bad year last season. So, okay, I got Kenny Clark for year two, and what am I going to be after this season?
You may have Kenny Clark for 1 year. If it goes poorly, they can cut him and they owe him nothing. So, I mean, they can free up another $21 million. So, I mean, look, there's...
Now, if they cut him, like in the Jimmy days, they would have got like a second-round pick out of just cutting him.
Well, from the Minnesota, from the Herschel trade, yeah. But that was nobody's ever going
to
make that deal. No.
Jerry tried to drop Herschel's name last night in the presser. Right.
But, okay, I know very little about Kenny Clark, but I'll just use the money for example. So if you base how good of a player is on how much money they make, Harrison Phillips, another nose tackle you've never heard of, it makes almost double what Clark makes, and he got 2.6 in return. Right, that's what he was worth. I don't know. To me, I wouldn't use the player.
How much does Harrison Phillips make?
4.2.
That's not double Clark's 2.3. Average contract. That's because he'd gotten bonus money and his number's been reduced. But he's a $20 million a year player.
Okay, so I'm just going by what it has on the.
I know
the
that's going to be base salary here, but I'm saying Kenny Clark's averages. Yeah. He is a $22 million
so,
year player.
But the point is that I don't mind taking a step back. To me, that's the right. This is the right thing. It's okay to do that.
Okay,
you don't have to get better every year. You could take a step back because now you have 4 first round picks to work with. If it doesn't work with, if Dak gets hurt again or has a bad year, I mean, you are absolutely in play for Arch Manning or Garrett Nussmeier.
All right, let's get to the Tolos. We promised phone calls throughout the entire morning. Nice shirt, young man, with that Tolo. Oh. Is that a necklace? That's a Tolo necklace on the shirt. Thought he got it laminated.
Tolo Gary's working it out over there.
877-881-1053. PayPay, line them up.
First up, we got Tate in Fort Worth. What's up, Tate?
What's up, guys? To really describe my thoughts on this trade is a tweet sum-up from John Machota. And it ends saying this could either end up being the Herschel Walker trade for the Cowboys or the Charles Haley trade for the 49ers. And with my opinion as well, it sucks that we got rid of the player. But at the same time, he's pretty much deserving of all the money, either or if you don't like it or I don't like it. He's very deserving of it, and I wish all the respect and the success for him besides him playing us in week 4. That's just my thoughts, and thank y'all for having me.
Thanks for the call. John Machota put out a poll that has 15,000 votes. What grade would you give the trade for the Cowboys? Shout out a letter. What grade? A, B, C, F.
I would say B plus.
B?
Right. Yeah, I think it's probably a B.
Okay. A has 7.7%. B has 15.5%. C has 22.5%, and I think the fire department is telling us right now this is a 5-alarm fire. F.
Yeah, I just don't know how you could say that.
For 54%. Well, the justification would be twofold. One, whenever we talk about these deals, whoever gives up the great player usually loses the deal. So if you're a Michael Parsons super fan and you believe he's a Hall of Famer and he's the best pass rusher in the league days before your season – you're ticked off about that. You don't lose your best player. And then the return. And then you factor in emotion, of course, on top of
it. Emotion's a big part of it. And obviously a lot of fans are fans of players now, versus team. I don't know how you can go. If you want to say the Packers won the trade because they got the best player, they get the A grade, great, fine. The Cowboys generally, from what I've seen, have been given about a B grade.
Peyton, who's up next?
Next up, listening on the Odyssey app, our buddy Michael in California. What's up, Michael?
Let's go. Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, everybody. Hey, I called and I told you guys last week this whole situation was embarrassing, and Jerry Jones was showing he continues to show us he's not capable as a GM. I don't like the haul, but I love Kenny Clark, and I'm glad we got rid of Michael Parsons because at the end of the day, he's not a dog. He doesn't show up when it matters. And this right here is an indictment on Dak Prescott. You better get it together or you're next. Let's go, Cowboys. And shout out to the whole Cowboys Nation. Happy Friday and God bless you all.
Thanks for the call. David Hellman said, man, I'm a Dak guy, but how wild is it that this happens with Parsons and not Prescott? You give Dak the $60 million, and then you make an example of the best player who's now heading to Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much about this, though, that obviously has layers to it beyond even how this negotiation went. In terms of how important, at what point do you say an edge rusher doesn't make that much of a difference on wins and losses to justify it? Look, I mean, you were genuinely talking about, you were probably, up until yesterday, the assumption that Micah Parsons being here, you were probably not going to have Deron Bland after this season. He was gone. Now it increases the likelihood Deron Bland's back. Now, I'm not saying that's going to make anybody happy. And God knows, whenever anything happens like this, the fan text, social media, everything else, they get super worked up whenever you're just trying to tell them what the fallout is from it. Like, hey, by the way, Deron Bland will be back now. That's not enough. Okay, I'm just telling you. Deron Bland will be back now. And he wasn't before. Tyler Smith is – I would not be stunned if one or both of them gets done before the Philly game. And so they're going to be in a position to get those. I think that's part of what Jerry was referencing yesterday when he was talking about 3 to 5 players, was he's talking about Kenny Clark, 2 picks, and then Tyler Smith and Deron Bland.
The other part that's upsetting is they've shown zero reason to give them faith that they're going to do something with the money. Like, you got all this money right now, and where are you going to spend it? Are you going to spend it? Pepe, who's up next?
Let's go back out to Fort Worth. We got Walker. Walker, you're on the fan.
Morning, fellas. You're appreciated. I think two things can be true. Jerry let his money get mad, and it was the right move. If you're a diehard Cowboys fan, this is a good team-building move for the long term. But I also think Micah showed us who he was. The back play, going back on his word, saying the right things, playing for less, but not backing it up. So keeping that leader in the locker room in an open season like the Cowboys, I think we had to get him out. I'll hang up and listen and go Vols.
That's right, baby.
Yeah, I don't blame Micah. I blame, first off, if I could go back in the time machine, I blame Jerry, number one, for not signing him last year. All right?
Sure.
They had all the money tied up in Lamb, and they couldn't do it, supposedly. So this should have been done last year. Mm-hmm. I don't blame Micah for the antics to get out of here and get his money. I do blame him for that lie, and it was an outright BS lie when he said, I don't need Micah Parsons, to me, is a wannabe fake leader. He always has been. He just has. He wants to be Kobe Bryant. He talks about Michael Jordan, and he's just not that dude. So when he comes out and says, I'll take less. I don't need to be the highest paid. I don't need $40 million. Well, you ended up with 47. Well, but
he's right. He didn't need 40. Right. So, I mean, he was right.
The antics.
He was offered 40.
The antics, I don't blame him for, because Jerry Jones insulted him. It got really, really personal. And he wanted out of here, and he wanted to go ahead and get paid. So I don't blame him for that stuff. And by the way, the two people that do deserve and need their credit, this guy Ricky Scoops, I know Clarence Hill and all the other established media want to make fun of this guy. He got it right. So Ricky Scoops, you give him a follow if you want. But
he retired his account last night.
Did he?
Yeah, he said I'm done after tonight, and he went and like had a little horse riding off into the distance and said he was retiring.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's almost like he just got what he wanted out of this.
Yeah, we'll see when the next athlete's first player is out there for negotiation. So you have to go ahead and give him credit, and you have to give credit to David Mulligetta. Everyone is cussing David Mulligetta up and down, and Micah needs to change agents. This is why people hire this cat. To not get the new market deal by $1 million. It's to get the damn new market deal by $5 million. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what he did. And that's why people go and get him. We continue with your calls. How did the Cowboys try to justify this last night? Does anyone actually believe they can be better? Sean, RJ, and Bobby live from the Firehouse in Red Oak right here.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. club. Is this a record 6 a.m. for the Firehouse?
It's way up there. If it's not a record, it's top three. There's a ton of folks. It's south of Dallas. We always show up big when we go south of Dallas. So DeSoto's was big. Glen Heights was big. And now Red Oak is showing up in a big way. And we got a bunch of people that are here this morning. We got Gary from Ennis, Kevin from Waxahachie, Edward and Michael from Red Oak, Colton from Corsicana, Jerry from Lancaster, David from DeSoto, Justin from Midlothian, Jason from Fort Worth, Kevin from Red Oak, and then we had Joe in the Packer shirt, who is from Red Oak, and his daughter Bella, who is on the Red Oak High School softball team, the Hawks. So she came in before high school this morning.
547 Methodist Street, Pat Doney was supposed to come on at 7 to preview the high school football opening weekend. He's still going to do that, but we have something else to talk about as well. Mike Florio at 8:40 after the blockbuster news here on 105.3 The Fan. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Belt, our Cowboys insider at the Firehouse. It was funny yesterday when I was trying to go around. So I put G-Bag on the app, and then I'm trying to go around for the TV coverage. ESPN and Fox, they were all stuck in other programming. That college football game and then a fantasy football, our old replay of a Viking game, and I was laughing as G-Bag was just racking up the numbers with the coverage, including Jane Slater, who had a phenomenal week of reporting. And I think they had over 1,000 watching the fan cam as this thing broke.
Yeah, it was because the first place I flipped, I turned on G-Bag on the app, and then on the TV, I had flipped on ESPN, and I was like, this is... Like, I can't remember what it was, like tennis pre-tennis coverage or pre-college football coverage. It was not... Anything. And then so then I flipped over to NFL Network. NFL Network had the decency to break into the repeat of Texans Ravens.
Well, replay, sure.
Yeah, they were willing to break in.
See, G-Bag had 1,100 whatever on their stream, but they needed the middle of a breaking story. We get over 1,000 just because we exist.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, like, I mean, that's just our baseline.
Well said, Chop. 877-881-1053 for your phone call reaction to the Micah Parsons trade on Sean and RJ. Peyton, who's up next?
Guys, we're going out to Godly, Texas with Skyler. Skyler, what's up, man?
Hey, morning, fellas. How we feeling?
What's up?
Saw, dude.
Yeah. I understand the trade. I understand the return, given we're a week away from the start of the opening of the season. Jerry's money did get – he got angry. He got personal, for sure. Now, is any other Mulligetta clients going to be an issue in the future, like Pickens? Who knows? Maybe we can get him signed now and the other players that we need to get signed. And also, does this change the fact that maybe there's a certain QB down in Austin that we're going to be looking at here in the next couple of years?
Yeah, so a lot of worry over Mulligetta Pickens. Jerry addressed that yesterday, saying
he's professional.
Yeah.
He doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know who he is, but he knows he's professional.
Right.
And Calvin Watkins tweeted yesterday that after talking to both sides, Cowboys have no problems with David Mulligetta. Likewise, from his side, Mulligetta had talked to members of the front office about other clients on the team during the preseason. So he's been talking to the Cowboys about people other than Micah during the preseason.
So a couple things I wanted to know left over from the press conference last night. Were they convinced that Micah was going to miss games? Because if they weren't totally convinced, I would have rather them dare him I wanted Micah Parsons to play this year. That's why we did the segment, the topic the other day. Would you trade Micah now or after? Distraction and all that comes with it. What do you think is the answer to that, Bobby? No one asked Jerry. Were you guys convinced he was not going to play? We do have the physician that he went and got the second opinion from. Yesterday he was doing laps in his Airbnb and running circles, hugging his mom, setting her up for life. He looked ecstatic. Mulligetta got the, you know, FaceTime cell phone image of Micah smiling from ear to ear. But they, to me, I have to be convinced he's never going to step on the field to do this.
He was not playing. Definitely week one, he was not playing, is what I understand yesterday. And I think he was willing to say, we'll just ride this out and we'll have this way. So, I mean,
now, how much would he have had to miss to not get the accrued season?
I believe
10 games?
No, I believe the, let me see.
How hurt is he?
Well, see, that's the other aspect of it, is what was he going to be able to get in terms of a second opinion? So in order to get the accrued season, I think, yeah, full play status for at least 6 regular season games. So, I mean, he could have held out for 11 weeks and the bye's in there. So it could have been 3 months basically without him reporting.
Pepe, back to the Tolos. Who we got?
We got Harrison and Mesquite. What's up, Harrison?
Hey, fellas. Disappointed. I think Jerry was hurt. He kept reiterating. It's only 3 players on the team got his phone number. It was personal. After him and Michael met before training camp, it turned personal. It reminded him of the Jimmy Johnson toast. And Jerry's old school. I kept telling people, hey, he's 82. He's from Arkansas. And he felt disrespected. Cowboys got to start predicting the future with these contracts better. Like you guys said earlier, he should have been signed last year. You can't wait to the last minute. Michael, by far, is the best player on the team. People talking about Dak. Nobody's going to sign Dak at the money he's making. He's not Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen. So stop that. Now, Dak probably won't be back after his contract ends because I think we're going for Archie Manning. And I think Jerry them thought about it, and it makes sense. Let's shoot for Archie Manning, and we'll trade our picks, and we'll pay him on a rookie scale. It doesn't make sense to overpay these players anymore if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan. Because we are in a rebuilding stage. There's no way you're competing on with anybody in the league with the way our defense plays without Micah. He was our best defensive player. You're not going to get any pressure. Yeah, you can scheme, but we've been trying to scheme for years. When we got Michael, the kid can play. Like I say, he's a top superior talent. And those are my comments, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the call. So yesterday, that bothered me too last night in the post-presser. All this stressing of run defense, and we need to stop the run. It's like we had an entire offseason to really, really, truly, truly address it versus going in with Micah. I know you have Osa, but it was like all this stressing of the run defense. That's why we had to do this because, you know, you can generate pass rush. That's what Steven said. That got a lot of feedback and reaction on my Twitter. Steven said you can generate pass rush. You can't do that with run stopping.
Scheme it. I mean, that's
he's right.
Yeah,
I agree. You can't scheme pass rush easier than you
can.
That's
not what
covering
I just said.
Somebody. And so, yeah, he's not wrong about that. But the obviously to think you can scheme what Micah Parsons does on his own is like that's not accurate. Micah Parsons is a freak who will generate pressure in instances where he shouldn't. Somebody just put up a thing here, and I hate PFF. You know that. Micah Parsons' PFF grade for his career when rushing up the A-gap, basically standing up as a linebacker, mugging in the A-gap, his PFF grade is 99.9.
Yeah,
it's literally a perfect. He is literally a perfect player when he's doing that. There's nobody that is close to that. And in fact, the next closest player plays for the Packers. It's Edge Cooper, whose rating is 92.
And their defensive EPA per play with Micah, first, 31st without him.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no doubt.
That's a gap.
That's a big gap. That's a cavern. That's a canyon. That's a canyon. But yeah, like you can absolutely scheme pressure. The problem is when you're scheming pressure, it's generally because you have an elite secondary. When you're able to do that, because you're able to get some coverage.
Or I mean, it honestly just is. your, like you've got a Wink Martindale philosophy, for instance, right, of just you're blitzing, you're sending everybody. Like you can blitz guys and do different things. Mike Zimmer was really good at that for years, using creepers and different things like that, which are basically just simulated blitzes. So it looks like one of the guys who's standing, a linebacker maybe rushing, and a defensive end who you would normally expect to rush would go back. So you're still sending four, but it's playing with who you're sending as the four. And so you can do those things.
Is there any chance that the defense – this is going to sound stupid. Is there any chance that the defense is better today because they're that much better at stopping the run with Kenny Clark?
No. Kenny, no, not today. I mean, like next year, because they've got an extra $47 million to spend.
If Donovan Ezeraku is a freak right out of the gate, that would it would have to be Ezeraku playing above what they think he's capable of. Then they might be better.
And Jerry, trying to keep our interest in this season, not just by trading for Kenny Clark, but by saying, no, we can don't rule out taking that money and going to get someone right now. This isn't just about next offseason. We could take some of this and acquire a talent today.
Yeah, not just the money, the draft capital. Like he was. He could just be bluffing.
Let me tell you something. If they take one of those first round picks and flip it for a player for this year, now you've lost your mind.
Well, what if the guy is 23?
What if they flip one of the Packers picks, which you assume will be the back end of the first, and you get a top tier corner?
Corner.
Are you going to get a top tier corner for one single first round pick?
Yeah. I mean, L'Jarius Sneed went for a third. A first might be like in this day and age, people don't give up first for corners. They don't do it.
This is the opportunity. This is the opportunity to reset. You've got your four firsts over 2 years. This is the opportunity to take it all.
All right, Pepe, who's up next on the D&M Leasing Hotline?
In Chicago, we got Andreas listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Andreas?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my phone call. Two things.
You turning left or right?
I want another radio. I was on a left. I was on another radio station.
That is Chicago.
51% of all turns are right turns.
Go ahead, boss.
I was on another radio station. A lot of the Cowboy fans are calling in saying Micah, they rather have Hendrickson or TJ Watt instead of Micah Parsons. I'm like, Cowboys fans are a bunch of morons. Micah Parsons is one of the better players. I think Bill Fegel's got in the way of this contract. And it's like Gavin Dawson said, if you're not a Super Bowl contender, trade your best player, get assets, work towards the future. And I'm going to call out the other radio stations, KMC Masterpiece and G-Bag Nation. Learn to take more phone calls like the morning, Tron RJ. Best radio station ever. That's all I have.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Mike Golic Jr. was like, what station should I listen to in DFW Friday morning to hear the meltdowns? I've not heard a meltdown.
No.
I've not heard a freak out. Mm-mm. I've not heard someone cussing the Cowboys up and down. It's a little bit of disappointment, very well thought out understanding of what they were trying to do, even if you're a little down over the compensation in return. But I'm surprised there's no rage yet.
This is what the Mavericks missed out on with Luka. Like, if they really thought that Luka was as big of a problem as they thought he was, they should have engaged in a bigger PR campaign that made public that they were shopping him. And then maybe they might have had more of the city on their side. They missed that aspect of it.
Yeah, and it's funny because I'm sure you guys got it too. The comparisons of how does this compare with the reaction to Luka? And it's not even
close.
That's not even a pimple on the butt of the Luka deal. The Luka deal was betrayal.
And blindside.
Flat out betrayal. Nobody feels betrayed by this. You can be upset because you lost a player.
Well, we knew it could be coming. Right. And Luka Doncic more loved here than Micah.
And more important.
Luka overall, embraced the city more.
What's that?
Luka embraced the city more, too.
Yeah. People are like, oh, freeze your nuts off in Green Bay, Micah. Have fun with that. I never really saw Micah out and about here. I don't know. I mean, he still said he's going to live here in the offseason, but
he's usually in Tokyo in the offseason or whatever. He's never here. That's the thing. During the offseason, he's always somewhere else. He's going somewhere else. I don't know. I think Micah loved being a Cowboy. I don't think Micah loved Dallas necessarily.
All right, let's get more reaction from NBC5's Pat Doney. It was supposed to be a little high school football taking place. We got a Red Oak team.
Red Oak Hawks, baby.
We got a squad. So the beginning of high school football, no one has it covered better than Pat Doney, NBC5, and his reaction to the Micah trade next on Sean and RJ.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.